This is an Aero News Touch and Go for February 11th, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. In what is no doubt a major disappointment to economic development officials in Florida, Piper Aircraft says it's cutting another 300 jobs effective immediately. Piper spokesman Mark Miller elaborated, quote, "Similar to many other businesses, general aviation has been experiencing one of the worst downturns in its history. These unforeseeable business circumstances are virtually unprecedented and have caused the company to take agonizing and painful actions," unquote. Miller says every attempt will be made to rehire affected employees when the economy turns around, but he also leaves the door open for more layoffs if the market continues to deteriorate. Unhappy tenants of the Opa-locka Executive Airport in Florida have been fighting to get control of the airport removed from the Miami-Dade Aviation Department for quite a while now. Well, now they're taking the matter right to the top. In May last year, several businesses at Opa-locka filed a complaint with the FAA over alleged economic discrimination by Miami-Dade County and its contracted developer for the airport, Michael Adler. The businesses claimed Adler was pressuring them to leave to make room for a non-aviation business park. So now, a letter is being sent to President Barack Obama protesting the planned eviction of Opa-locka Flight Line, the only African-American-owned fixed-base operation in the United States. We'll let you know how this turns out. A year ago, the major U.S. airlines talked of plans to cut capacity on rate-sensitive domestic routes and expand their service on profitable international routes to improve their bottom lines. Well, it looks like plans have changed. USA Today reports demand for international trips is in a free fall, and airlines in the U.S. and elsewhere are now reducing the number of flights or using smaller jets on international routes to and from the U.S. Official airline guide flight schedules analyzed by the paper indicate 466,000 fewer seats available next month compared to March of last year. That's about 15,000 fewer seats per day. That represents a 5.3% drop from last year. And some individual airlines have cut one-third of their seats to and from the U.S. Simon Talling-Smith is British Airways' top executive for the Americas and says the current slump looks to be longer and deeper than the one that followed the 9/11 attacks. Quote, "This is a much more global downturn than that one was," unquote. Unions have a new reason to be mad at the FAA. The American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees Local 3290 announced on Monday that the names, social security numbers, and medical histories of 45,000 current and former FAA employees have fallen into the hands of hackers. The FAA has confirmed that report. Union President Tom Waters, who works for the FAA as a contracts attorney, is not amused. Quote, "Our information technology systems people need to take a long, hard look at themselves and their capabilities. This is malpractice in their world," unquote. The FAA told the union this was the first time such an attack had been successful, but Waters isn't so sure. He says anti-union mailings were sent to union members years ago using addresses that appeared to come directly off FAA computers. The union says no action was taken at the time, even after an appeal to the DOT Inspector General. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Textron and Boeing shake up their executive ranks. A Texas airport pounces on the chance to get federal stimulus funds. And Boeing loses more Dreamliner orders. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, we'll hear Jim Campbell's interview with Bob Wood, chairman of the U.S. Sport Aviation Expo, which was recorded on the surprising, record-setting first day of this year's event at Sebring, Florida. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.